720 WGN, high atop Chicago, the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the greatest boxers of all time, one of the most exciting fighters in history, 14-time world champion, and the only one to take 8 divisions, the fighting pride of the Philippines, and one of the biggest draws in pay-per-view history, fighting again this Saturday on Fight TV and Triller Fight Club, the one and only Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao. Welcome to WGN.
Hello, Dan. How are you for this interview?
It's great to have you on. Now, so, Manny, you have the career, the fame, all of the dollars. So what about this particular fight intrigued you enough to come out again and make it happen for the fans?
Well, this is an exhibition match and charity event. All the proceeds of this event will go to charity and helping people.
So that's important. You've got the cause built into it. In boxing, they always say that styles make fights. This one is different. Now, you've seen it all, but maybe not this. You're both southpaws, but this style is world combat style. Manny, how familiar were you with this fighting style before? What kind of research or film did you watch or prepare for DKU?
My experience, most of the time, my opponent, a southpaw before, most of them are knocked out. But this opponent is bigger than me. I'm taking lightly. I have to make sure that in focus on in this training and also in the fight.
So you mentioned the focus on the training side, and you said it, even though this is an exhibition match, your pride, your reputation, it's still on the line. Talk about how you're sticking to traditional schedules and fight training for this one, and how Boo Boy and the team are keeping the focus. And Manny, do you feel it's important to set the tone early?
Yeah, we did a lot of things in this training camp, but not that much, the heavy training that we used to do a championship fight like that. This is just an exhibition, 2 minutes per round and 6 rounds. So we work for this exhibition match.
So you fought all over the world. Of course, fans will be watching everywhere on Fight TV, Triller Fight Club. But when it comes to actually being in the ring on fight night and the pre-fight atmosphere, do you have a place? Like, where do you prefer? Do you have a favorite place to fight? Maybe Vegas, and thoughts on being and the excitement in Korea for this one?
You know, it depends of the place where the fight gonna be. I'm not picky of the place where I'm going to fight, and I hope that I can fight again in US and also, especially in UK.
Oh, I know the fans would love to see you there. You know, on the training side, you said you guys have modified it, and you have all of that down. When it comes to food, are there any special or traditional or lucky foods that you stick to leading up to a fight? And what are you enjoying in Korea? I think I saw that you and Jinky were out to eat. Like, what kind of foods are you eating before a fight, or what do you stay away from?
Just as usual, the food that we used to eat every day while in training, that's what we did.
So for your career, so many fans, you know, you're always like the hero, right? Everyone's cheering for you. You're here against one of South Korea's super popular personalities. What's it like for you to maybe be, I don't know, maybe the bad guy in this one? Maybe not everyone cheering for you, and you think you can turn them around and turn them into Manny fans by the end of the fight?
Well, I'm so thankful to the fans always cheering for me and supporting me, not only me, but boxing. I'm so thankful that a lot of Korean fans who cheered for me. Even though I am my exhibition, my opponent is a Korean, but I still have a lot of Korean fans here.
There's no doubt about it. So DKU is a social media superstar. He has tons of fans. You look at your career, everything that you've done it all, political leader, entertainer, television star, even a singer. Manny, I mean, as you get, you know, sort of maybe past all of the prime of the boxing stuff, you think back with all the success in the ring, is there a career maybe you think you wish you would have focused on or tried other than boxing?
Well, I'm trying to, I'm trying to forget boxing anymore. But you know, it's my line. It's my blood that I'm passionate with this sports, boxing, and that's why I'm still here. I'm thinking about doing anything else, but like singing or. But this is my passion. I love basketball, but you know.
Well, there's so many things you could try. You got a long life ahead of you, Manny, so you know that. And the fans would love to see you, of course, always pulling you back in the ring and want to see it. And as we let you go, so WGN Radio, we reach 38 states and Canada at night. So many fans here in the Chicago area and a great Filipino community. I'm sure tons will be watching Saturday on Fight TV and Triller Fight Club. We're going to have links up at WGN Radio. Before we let you go, any special thoughts on Chicago or a greeting for fans here in the area?
I want to thank to all my fans in Chicago, the Filipino, especially the Filipino people, the American people, the boxing fans all over America, all over the world, especially in Canada. I have a lot of fans there, especially Filipino. Thank you so much for all your support and prayers. God bless you.
Everybody's going to be supporting you, Manny. Merry Christmas. Good luck. We'll have links up at WGN Radio, and good luck in the fight on Saturday.
All right. Stay safe. Thank you.